There are several reasons why families delay the transfer. Dr. Gaylor kind of hit on some of these, but one is fear of losing one's own identity. Another would be fear of the loss of purpose upon retirement. How many of you are married to your operation? I know Danny and myself are married to Meyering Livestock Company, and we really don't have, I hate to say this, but it's true, so I'm going to just say it. We really don't have a lot of outside hobbies. You know, we will be one of those statistics that are on the ranch until the day we can't do anything more, because that is our life and it's the love of our lives. And so everybody faces their own unique situations. There's also anxieties about financial security. And I'm going to stand up here and encourage every one of you who are senior partners, take this succession thing serious. Yes, you want your younger generations to be able to come in and take over that business, but you've got to be able to financially provide for your own needs, whether it's through life insurance, when you die to take care of your spouse or whatever, but you need to have things set up to where that you can financially survive if you live to be 100 years old. I think that is so crucial for people to understand that, and for the younger generation to understand that if their parents aren't willing to just give you everything up front, that there is a reason there, because they have to have some income coming in all the days of their life. And there's different ways of doing that. You know, one of the ways that you could possibly do that is to break your operation up into two or three different entities, where that you are actually able to start gifting out of one entity to get some of it, some of your assets out of your estate. For an example, have your cattle and your equipment in one entity and be gifting those things to your children, and then keep the land in a separate entity where that you lease it back to your children so that you have income coming in all the days of your life. Young people, if your parents choose to do something like that, have the intelligence to realize that it's best for everyone involved. They can't afford to just give everything away and hope that out of the goodness of your heart that you're going to take care of them in their old age. There's no guarantees for any of that in this day and age. Why some families do delay transferring is being fair to all children, as Dr. Gaylor just talked about. And there's ways of being fair, even when children are outside of the family. Getting started with a succession plan. First of all, you need to make your mind up to start with a plan. That is so, so very vital, because like I said, gone are the days when you just pass something on to your children. And we have to have some plan in place. Bringing in another player into the operation costs anywhere from $140,000 to $250,000 in gross income, which means that you better look at your financial situation and say, do I have an extra $40,000 to $70,000 and net profit that I can afford to bring another person into this operation? Transitions are twice as likely to be successful and the business four times more profitable when the family member works for someone else for 3 to 5 years. I think this is really crucial, because most of the time our young people growing up on ranches, and even people who have worked on ranches all their life, they realize and they think, housing is a free commodity. Personal gas is a free commodity. Beef is a free commodity. There is a cost to those benefits. And it's very important that if you've lived and worked out on your own and had to pay your own utility bills, pay your own fuel costs, it makes you realize and appreciate the value of those benefits. It's important to move the successor into the management and decision-making within a 6-year time period, is what research has shown. Farms that fail to do so are twice as likely to have an unsuccessful transition and are less profitable. You're encouraged not to stay too long about turning over the business and losing your cutting edge. The optimal time for ownership and management of a business is 30 to 35 years. The most successful transition plans have the business assets transferred to those managing the business. And there is a difference between operation, children working in the operation, and those not involved in the operation. An operating agreement should include time expectations, goals, responsibilities, and accountabilities. A transition plan that covers dissolution of the business is critical. You need to plan for such things as divorce, death, disagreements, because believe me, those three D's can wreck your operation. You must think about having a good buy-sell plan in place. It's easy to think that your children will marry someone who is a wonderful person, and we all hope that for ourselves and for our children. But if you ended up with a goal seeker or someone that was just there to get what they want to out of the business, and you don't have a good buy-sell operation plan in place, you can see the havoc that that would play to your business. It's important to have a list of advisors, and that would include anyone from a lawyer, an accountant, a succession planner, but put together a professional team, someone that will help you with putting together this plan. You need to develop a true net worth statement of your market value, of your assets, of your liabilities. You need to set your goals. You need to talk with your spouse and see what you want out of life, because that's not necessarily what your heirs are going to want out of life. And the biggest problem with business transfer ownership is procrastination. A typical plan takes anywhere from 2 to 3 years to formulate. And then you need to revisit that plan periodically. I'm going to flip through this, but you've got my time is up. You've got the slides are in your worksheet, so you can go back and read all of them. And Dr. Gaylor has actually already touched upon these. So I guess in closing, I just want to say that ultimately the senior partner is in control here with what they want to do with their assets. And I encourage all of you to have a good line of communication with your heirs and try to make something work and feasible for both of you. If you leave the ranch for your heirs to fight over and they end up selling it to settle matters, what kind of legacy is that? It's not much of a legacy, is it? I thought that was a good ending picture. And I want to thank you for having me here today.